We turn now to Iraq, where Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is ending his three-day tour of the country. He's begun a press conference just now in Baghdad, listing some of the accomplishments of the U.S.-led rebuilding efforts there. Mr. Rumsfeld has been on what's been described as a fact-finding and morale-boosting mission. NPR's Ivan Watson is with us from Baghdad. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And Mr. Rumsfeld said when he flew into Baghdad this week, it looked like Chicago. We should note he used to represent a suburban Chicago district in the House of Representatives. How's this observation being interpreted?
Well, he was responding to some of the criticism about the constant power outages here and the fact that most Iraqis do not have electricity throughout the night. And he's been trying to show during this visit that the glass is half full in Iraq, that there has been progress. And on a visit up to the northwestern city of Mosul yesterday, he told American soldiers that they've helped to liberate some 23 million people in a message videotaped and aired on the U.S.-run television network here. In a message to Iraqi people, he said that there had been remarkable progress here, and that the changes that have taken place here are extraordinary, and also underscored that the U.S.-led coalition would not be dissuaded from its mission by sabotage and snipers and car bombs. In some statements to the media, he has actually criticized journalists for what he said was ignoring the story of success here and overblowing some of the terrorist attacks. So definitely trying to spin this in a positive direction.
At the same time, what's he learning about conditions on the ground that would need to be corrected?
Well, there is the glaring issue of four massive car bombs since August that have killed and injured hundreds of Iraqis, as well as United Nations staff and diplomats at the Jordanian embassy. The fact that the oil pipeline running to neighboring Turkey has been severed. In fact, oil exports, which were supposed to help finance the reconstruction of this country, are down dramatically, far below initial expectations given by U.S. officials. Also, the fact that more than 60 American soldiers have been killed here in daily attacks that continue, daily guerrilla-style attacks, over the past 4 months since major hostilities were declared over. And then simple quality of life, with we're hearing gunshots any given night here in Baghdad, many Iraqis saying they do not feel safe in their own homes, and also complaining about power outages and fuel shortages. There have been some success stories. There has been some good work coming from the U.S.-led occupation. One example that sticks out in my mind is the Iraqi police coming from almost zero after the war to about 38,000 Iraqi police officers on the street. And they are welcomed by the Iraqi people, who prefer to see Iraqis providing law enforcement rather than foreign soldiers.
What about Iraqi militia forces?
Well, we have seen since the bombing in Najaf last week, we have seen militia forces called the Badr Brigades operating in that town. They were followers of the Ayatollah who was killed in an assassination attempt there, and there have been threats from other members of Iraq's governing council to form militias if the U.S. can't improve security here.
Okay, NPR's Ivan Watson speaking with us from Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.